Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love the show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode. Hi, my loves. Welcome back to Manifest Daily. If you're new here, my love, welcome. My name is DeAndre Nicolette. I'm the host of this podcast. And of course, to my OG listeners, hi. Welcome back to another episode of Your Fave, and welcome, my loves, to my birthday month. I am so excited. This year, I am even more excited because I get to travel to 2 different countries, 2 different continents in my birthday month, which is so unexpected. Like, when I was thinking about, oh, I'm going to turn 30 next year, and this was last year when I was thinking about this, I did not have in mind any of these things happening. And I'm so grateful for the fact that it has unfolded in this particular way that has led me to this path where I get to travel so much during my birthday month to ring in my 3rd decade of life. Okay, entering my third decade, on this planet. So I'm so excited. So that being said, today we're talking about something that I just felt really called to discuss because I feel like y'all might feel the same way about this as I do. So raise your hand if you feel like you have been personally victimized by divine timing. And if you're not raising your hand, I love that for you. But for the rest of us that have put our hands up, this episode is for you. I want to talk about divine timing in this episode. I want to talk about what happens when you feel like divine timing is failing you. And I want to share a little bit of a personal story of kind of what my experience has been with divine timing currently and what has really helped me relax and lean into faith when it comes to divine timing. So whether you're someone that believes in divine timing, or maybe again, you feel personally victimized by it, and so you have lost a little bit of that faith, this episode is for you. Grab a little snack, grab something to keep you hydrated. Of course, my loves, we are tapping into water. I've been very social as of late, and so I have been indulging a bit more in a little gin and a little tequila. I even went to this bar, I went for happy hour with some friends the other day, and I was like, I wanna try a new drink. I want to do something I haven't done. You know what I'm saying? That's the way you got to shake life up, is try different things whenever you're presented with the opportunity. And for me, I said, babes, no, I'm not doing the gin. I'm not doing the tequila. I want to do something different. And so I got this drink that was essentially whiskey with mint, and I believe it was blackberries, and it was so delicious. First of all, I am not a whiskey girl by any means. I remember in college, whenever we would go to parties and people had whiskey, I was like, ew. I don't know what it is, but for me, whiskey just tastes like honey, and I'm not the biggest fan of honey. So it was never hitting the spot. You feel me? But babes, this whiskey drink with the blackberry and the muddled mint. Oh, she was giving. Literally, it felt like I was somebody's dad. Like, I feel like I was in my Ford pickup truck on the way to my son's school to pick him up. That's the vibes it was giving. It was giving like manly drink, leather pants and all, cowboy hat, cowboy boots, buckle belt and all. But I enjoyed it. Okay. I enjoyed it. And I sipped it with my little pinky up. So, you know, I had to put a little feminine flavor on it, a little feminine touch, but it was so delicious. Anyways, grab yourself a beverage. Maybe you are having a little whiskey drink, and let's drop in for this episode on divine timing. Let's let's talk about what divine timing is. And I guess the easiest way for me to approach this is to talk about my specific understanding of divine timing and talk about why I truly believe divine timing, or as I might also refer to it in this episode, God's timing, is perfect. So I feel like whenever we talk about divine timing, we're talking about things unfolding in a certain way at a certain time that we may not understand, nor we may not prefer. But when it happens in that time, we understand, especially looking back at how things unfolded, we understand why it had to take a certain amount of time. There's a Steve Jobs quote that I have referenced a couple times on this show, and it's the one where he talks about how you can't connect the dots when you're looking forward. You're gonna drive yourself crazy if you try to connect the dots looking forward. If you try to think about, okay, you know, who am I gonna end up with? What is my career gonna be? Where is this all leading me? What does this all mean? But when you're looking backward, it starts to make more sense, right? Especially if you're in a certain job or you're with a certain partner, you look back and you think about, you know, all the breakups that led you to this place, all the jobs that you left or were fired from that led you to this job, all of the places that you lived that didn't feel like the right place, that never felt like home, that allowed you to end up where you are now. And there's also another quote that talks about, if it's not okay, I'm butchering this. Y'all know I love to butcher a quote, but if it's not okay, it's not the end, right? And so this is essentially referring to the fact that if you're looking back and you're feeling like, well, damn, you know, how did all this happen? But I'm here and this just doesn't feel like my end point. That isn't your end point. There's more to come. And if I personally believe if you are not dead, there is so much that can happen. There's so much left to unfold in your life. This is not your end point because you are still alive. You have more breath to breathe. You have more life to live. You have more things to experience. And if you are not 6 feet under, babes, you have time to make it all happen. You have time to experience every single thing that you want to, or maybe not everything that you want to, but everything that you need to, everything that is in store for you. I think when it comes to divine timing and understanding divine timing, there's a bit of understanding that certain things are destined and fated. I feel like that sort of belief goes hand in hand with the understanding of divine timing. I personally believe in a mix of fate or destiny and free will. I think that there are certain things, whether it's people we're meant to meet, events we're meant to endure or we're meant to experience, places that we're meant to visit and go, that are always supposed to happen for us, whether, you know, they happen at age 30 or whether they're destined to happen for you at age 30, age 40, whatever, that's in your life map, so to speak. And I think your journey of how you get there is the free will. Do you choose to take, you know, the road less traveled? Do you choose to go down a path that perhaps exposes you to a couple different challenges than you wouldn't have gotten to experience had you gone down another path? So I feel like the actual path, the route that we take to get to those destined events, that's our free will at play. But I believe there are specific destined events, and those destined events are a manifestation of divine timing. If you are meant to meet your partner, your person, the love of your life at age 32 and you are age 28, no matter what you do, no matter how hard you push, no matter how much you express dismay and annoyance and frustration at where you are now, just know that it's age 32 that's in store for you. But again, you can't know that as a human experiencing this life. You can't see the future. You can't be like, okay, May, you know, 2026 is when I'm going to meet this person. You don't know that. All you know is right now, your present and your past. And it allows you to sort of feel frustrated sometimes because you're like, why isn't it happening for me when it seems to be happening to everyone else? So again, divine timing, it's very much connected to this idea of destiny. And if you're someone that believes that everything happens for a reason, or you believe that certain events are meant to happen at certain times, then you are essentially subscribing to the belief of divine timing. Now, when we talk about divine timing, I think what can get really frustrating for us, especially as humans, is the fact that we are so limited in our vision. when you are experiencing life currently as a human being, as we all are, and all you can see is your present moment and all you can see is your past, it gets really irritating when you see other people seemingly living the life that you want or seemingly manifesting the things that you want, and you're wondering why it's not unfolding for you. It gets even more frustrating when you feel as if you are doing every single thing in your right mind to make it happen. And I do believe that we are co-creators of our destiny. I believe that there's us as the humans and there's God, and God is playing a role in helping to open certain doors for us, helping to bring certain people into our lives, helping to connect us to certain paths that we need to go down and that we need to explore. I'm sorry, y'all. I had to take a second to put my phone on silent because my phone's usually dry as fuck, but I feel like as soon as I sat down and was like, I'm gonna record this episode, all of a sudden I was getting calls, I was getting text messages, like all of these things. And I'm just like, oh my God, like, why is this happening? I'm getting very distracted. So anyways, I think when you're living your present moment or you're living your life as a human being and you're experiencing the present moment and you have familiarity with your past and you also have access to, you know, seeing other people's lives on social media or even just keeping up with them in a more, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, we have so much access to people, so much access to their lives and their information and what's going on in their timeline. It starts to feel as if you are either falling behind or as if it just won't ever happen for you. And then I think what happens is you lean into this almost sort of victim mentality when it comes to divine timing. You're like, oh, well, it's not happening for me. It never will happen, right? And that's such a tough place to be in, because when you're in that space, you start to energetically close off. Have you guys noticed that when you are not feeling well, that when you're just kind of pissed off and irritated and angry, you see the world differently? You know, people are trying to say hi to you, but you don't notice, or you scowl at them, or you're giving like resting bitch face a little bit more than usual, or you just don't have the ability to perceive the world in a beautiful way, in a positive way, as you do when you're happy and when you're in a good mood. And I know that we have a range of emotions, right? And frustration is one of them, and we're allowed to be frustrated on our journey. But this is to remind you that when you are so busy focusing on other people's journey and focusing on the fact that you feel like your timing or divine timing has failed you, you're not allowing yourself to be open to the possibilities and the doors that might be presented to you if you were in a more faithful place when it comes to divine timing, because this really comes down to faith. This comes down to believing that certain things are fated. And if you truly believe that you are deserving of the things that you want and you are deserving of the connections that you want, you also have to believe that it will happen when it's most meant to happen, when it's the most perfect timing. We as humans can't create perfection. We are limited in our abilities in terms of what we can create. And that's why I talk about co-creation, because we are relying on God. We are relying on source, the universe, in order to come in and be that other half, in order to come in and lead us and show us the way for things that we truly can't see. And when we talk about divine timing and perfect timing, you as a human don't know what the perfect timing of your life is. You, like I said, are very limited in your thinking. You're very limited in your perception. And so when you're looking at your life and you're saying, oh my God, you know, I would kill to have my dream job right now. I deserve it right now. It's the right time. It's the perfect time. You might be missing something in your entire life map that you're unable to see, that is making it very clear that this is not the perfect time for you to experience that. Maybe you need more experience in life. Maybe you need to make certain other connections. Maybe you need to do something, or something needs to happen before you're able to be presented with that opportunity and not fumble your bag. Because that's the other thing. If we are presented with things and we are not quite ready for them, we can fumble our bag. But because, like I said, I believe in divine timing, I do believe that the fumbling of the bag, if you will, is something that has to happen for some of us. I was actually chatting with a friend about this the other day, and we were talking about this idea of right person, wrong time. And I said, I used to believe in that. I very much used to believe in that. But now I'm in a space where I no longer believe in right person, wrong time. I believe that when someone comes into your life, it is the perfect time for them to come into your life. If you feel like that relationship could have blossomed and flourished had you known better, had you learned more, had you taken the time to really nourish the relationship, all that tells me is that that particular version of you needed that person to come in to show you that perhaps there's more that you need to work on within yourself. Perhaps they need to work on some more things. Perhaps there was a very limited view of relationships and what it takes to nurture a relationship and to truly help it thrive. And I think that when we talk about, you know, right person, wrong time, what's really happening is it's the right person and the right time, but perhaps the fumble and the loss of this person, the loss of the relationship is exactly what you needed to help catalyze your growth as a human being, or perhaps it's what they needed to help catalyze their growth as a human being. I have a secret. Well, I guess it's not a secret anymore because I'm literally talking about it at this moment, but the Manifest Daily membership version 2.0 is launching on August 2nd, 2024. An 11-2 day on my numerology calendar, might I add. If you are part of the 2020 membership experience, you will be blown away by what I have in store. The upgraded membership offers exclusive access to a treasure trove of lifestyle and spirituality resources designed to elevate every aspect of your life. From monthly wellness challenges and inspirational emails to guided meditations, live events with guest experts, and a comprehensive resource library, the Manifest Daily membership, reinvented and elevated, has everything you need to thrive on your journey to fostering holistic well-being and unlocking your fullest potential. Sign up for launch notifications via the link in my show notes or head to my website at themanifestdaily.com for more info. And don't forget to add August 2nd, 2024 to your calendar right now, my loves. See you there. No matter how well life is going for me, there's something about that pre-cycle week that's going to throw me off every single time. It's usually a mix of crazy cravings, emotional mood swings, bloating, some sleepless nights mixed in, and that can definitely take a toll on me, especially when it lands on a busy week. This is where Hormone Happy by Happy Mammoth comes in to help. Hormone Happy contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which help the body to adapt to any stressors, like those caused by the chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. If you're a woman dealing with things like hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts or low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, or occasional bloating and gas, then you can definitely benefit from Hormone Happy. Happy Mammoth makes no compromise when it comes to the quality of their products, and it shows. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MANIFESTDAILY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MANIFESTDAILY for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There's also this role that gratitude plays in divine timing. And we hear people talking about, oh, you know, be grateful, be grateful, be grateful. And I won't even lie to you, sometimes that is so annoying to hear, especially if you are in a place where you feel as if you want something so badly and it's not coming in. And like I said, it feels like, or it looks like it's happening for every single other person except for you. How are you supposed to be grateful when you feel like you're not experiencing the very thing that you want to experience? And I'll tell you how. Before I tell you how, I just want to say all of a sudden it started pouring rain and thundering and there was a strike of lightning and I heard it through my headphones, which is insane. I hope it's okay that I'm wearing headphones right now. When it comes to gratitude, I think there's this belief that in order to truly be grateful, you have to almost be in this like insane place of positivity, and you aren't angry and you aren't frustrated. And all it is that you are completely grateful and you are just so happy about where you are, and you are just so content that, you know, it helps you to call in other things as well. And I disagree with that because we're human beings. And as you guys know, emotions are complex. They're very layered. You can feel excited for someone while also feeling a pang of jealousy. You can feel happy about a situation while also feeling a little bit of sadness. You can feel proud of yourself while also feeling a bit of anxiety. There's never really any situation where the emotion itself is one-dimensional and not layered. And that's the beauty of humanity. And that's also the complexity that we are dealing with, right? And so when it comes to something like gratitude, to expect it to be incredibly one-dimensional and to expect it to be very simplistic as, oh, just feel grateful for where you are and trust in divine timing, I think it's very, I wouldn't even say it's like a privileged view to even come from that place. It's unrealistic in my opinion. Because when I think about gratitude, I think it's absolutely possible. And not only that, but it's absolutely allowed for you to be grateful for your current situation, for you to be grateful knowing how far you've come, but for you to also be frustrated about the time that it's taking for you to get to the next place. Practicing patience doesn't mean that you can't feel frustrated about how long it's taking you. I think it's one thing to be able to acknowledge the length of time that's passing, acknowledge that maybe you wish it would move faster, but for me, having faith and practicing patience, it's a muscle, right? Not everyone is going to be super strong at it and super capable at being the most patient individual, but that's part of your lesson. That's part of your karma. That's part of what you're here to learn. And so when we talk about being grateful and trusting in divine timing, I think you can absolutely say, I trust God's timing. I know I will meet this person at the right time. I know I will have the career that I really want, the fulfilling life at the right time. I know these things are manifesting. I trust that, but I'm also still a little bit sad today. I'm also a little bit irritated today. I'm also a little bit angry today. And you expressing your feelings, you being transparent about your feelings and presenting them to yourself and exploring them with yourself and having a conversation with God and having a conversation with your ancestors does not mean that you are not grateful. It doesn't mean that you are not practicing patience. What it means is that you are allowing yourself to feel the range of emotions and to understand that you are a complex being. These emotions are multi-layered, and it's okay to feel frustrated when things are taking longer than you want them to take. That's so human and that's so okay. What really helps me is taking stock of where I am now and looking at certain facets of my life and how far I've come and allowing myself to see that God truly has provided a way in places that I never saw a way, in places that I never thought I would end up. I was shown a door and I walked through and I trusted, and now I'm thriving in those places in my life. I think when you take a moment to look back at specific areas of your life and see just how truly beautiful divine timing is, how truly perfect divine timing is, it allows you to relax a little bit into your current situation. Maybe you are in that waiting period. Maybe you are in that still season. Maybe it feels so damn annoying. But guess what? At one point in your life, for something that you're currently living or something that you've currently manifested, you were in a waiting period. And what happened? You were frustrated then, right? But guess what? That frustration, that waiting period didn't last long. When you were in it, you know, maybe it took you 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years for you to create the home that you have now, for you to have the job that you have now, for you to manifest the self-confidence, the self-assuredness that you have now. And maybe during that waiting period, it was a struggle. and you were crying every day and you were journaling about how sucky it was, but guess what? You made it through and now you're here. So what does that tell you? That tells you that this particular waiting period that you're experiencing right now, you will look back on this one day and you will say, wow, I remember when I was so frustrated at this thing not coming, but guess what? It came at the perfect time. Had it come sooner, I may have fumbled my bag. Had it come later, I would have been more annoyed. But guess what? It came at the right time, right? So looking back is something that really truly allows me to sit within gratitude for my current experience. But again, this is not about forcing yourself to not feel frustration. I absolutely believe that you can feel frustration and you can feel anger and sadness and impatience, but still work on practicing that patience and faith. I will have conversations with God where I say, God, I don't know what the plan is. I don't know why it's taking so long, but I trust you. I trust the fact that right now I'm not ready, or I trust the fact that right now isn't the perfect time. I will have the conversations and say, I feel so frustrated because I'm not experiencing this thing and you know how much I want to. But again, I know that there are times where I felt so frustrated in my situation and I prayed and I was vulnerable and I understood that everything changes. That is the one thing that we can count on in this life, is that everything changes. So no matter where you are now, even if it's not where you want to be, it will change. It will change. That is literally a fact of life. You will not be here forever. You will not be stuck in this place forever. You will not be stuck at that job forever. You will not be stuck in that relationship forever. You will not be in this place forever. It's going to change. And you have to trust that. And you can still feel your feelings while you're in that space. But yeah, my loves, if you are struggling with divine timing, struggling with trusting, I want you to know that you are not the only one. Okay, obviously you know that. Maybe it's not that obvious, but I really hope that you know that now, that it is a muscle. It needs to be worked. It is not super easy all the time to just feel grateful, to just feel like, oh my God, I trust that my life is working out as it should. I know we say that and sometimes we want to affirm it to ourselves, but you know, we might not truly believe it deep down. And I hope at something that I've said in this episode has helped you realize that your life is working out exactly as it should. You may not be where you want to be, but that's perhaps because you're going somewhere that you don't even know that you're going to go. I think, again, because of our limited mindset and our limited thinking, and this is because all we have to reference is our past, we don't often realize how much opportunity, how much possibility we have access to. So what I want you to do is just open yourself up energetically. Tell yourself, what happens if I believe that everything is working out at the perfect time for me? What happens if I believe that God has my back? What happens if I believe that everything is being orchestrated for my greatest and highest good? What does it look like if you believe that? And what does it look like if you act in accordance to that belief? I can tell you what happens. You start to live more in the flow. You start to say yes to more opportunities, and instead of overthinking, oh my God, if I do this, what does this mean? No, you just do. You do based off how you feel. You start to lean in more. You start to show up and just be yourself, because you know that anything for you will never go past you. You know that you're always in the right place at the right time for you. You know that literally all the things in the universe are conspiring to work out for you to end up somewhere where you're supposed to be. And if you do that, and if you move with that belief and that energy, babes, I promise the doors, the right doors will open up for you. The other piece of this, I would say, is just to ask your ancestors, God, the universe, your higher self, whoever you want to have this conversation with in your journal, just ask them to help you with patience. Ask them to help you with being still in the moments and the seasons when things aren't happening, but you wish they were. Ask them to help you with your discernment so that you do not rush into things that aren't for you simply because you are impatient. Ask them to just send you a reminder that all is okay, that everything will be well, and that you are in the right place at the right time always. Anyways, my loves, I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for being here. I truly appreciate you, and I truly appreciate you guys giving me grace and patience as I've navigated taking somewhat of a break from this show and just trying to do exactly what I'm asking you guys to do on this episode. I've been asking God what it is that I need to do and how it is that I need to show up and what it is that's right for my next step, and just really being open for the answers. But I felt really called to share this message. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you enjoyed this podcast, I would love if you would give it a 5-star rating on whatever platform that you're listening to. Make sure you're subscribed, and I will chat with you guys in the very next episode. Bye, my loves, and happy birthday month to me. Okay, bye. Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love this show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode.